Welcome to the Luxury Travel Podcast, where you'll discover information on luxury travel right around the world and hear amazing stories, tips and secrets from experts and luxury world travellers. Please fasten your seatbelt low and tight and remain seated for the show. Now here's your luxury travel captain, Alan Suss.
Welcome everyone. This is Alan Suss from Travel Manage Australia, the River Cruise Expert, speaking today with Laura Stone, Key Partnership Manager for Victoria, Tasmania and South Australia of Cruise Traveller. Hello, Laura.
Hi, Alan. How are you?
I am good in this lockdown city of Melbourne, but otherwise great. We know this is going to finish, and then we'll all be able to travel around the world. Oh, that is so exciting. So exciting.
So cannot wait to get out and about.
Perhaps just give a little bit of an introduction about yourself and how you got into travel.
Certainly. So I have been in the travel industry for 15 odd years now. I started doing a course back when I was younger, I won't tell you how young, on the travel industry. And from that, I fell in love and got a job straight out of college and went into the wholesale industry in travel and never left.
That sounds pretty good to me. And well, that sounds like the story of a lot of people in the travel industry.
They finish
school, do a little bit of study, and then get involved in the travel industry. But, and then they do a lot of travel themselves, which is also a bonus.
Well, exactly. And how could you not love this industry? Talking about dream holidays around the world, you can't get much better.
Today we are going to talk about river cruising in America for singles. And that sounds pretty good to me, but what can you tell the listeners about being a single and travelling on a river cruise with the American Queen Voyages?
Yeah, so with American Queen Voyages, you've got so many options, really. The cities that we travel through and start from really large cities like New Orleans all the way to smaller cities that you can travel in and out of. Memphis, which is a very great city, is still a larger city, but still amazing for nightlife and culture and cuisine. So you've got a lot to experience along these waters in America. Now, when we talk of river cruising in America, we're referring to the Mississippi River cruising experience, and then it can also go up into Tennessee, Ohio, and it's very quite diverse within the Mississippi Delta. So you've got great experiences there. There's a lot of nightlife on board the vessels as well as off board, and you've just got a great experience, lots of really fun and warm people to meet and greet you the whole way through.
Okay, so I'm a single, I'm going on a cruise, and I'm travelling from Australia. Tell me what happens.
What can you expect? So on board, the experience that you would receive, you've got options of single cabins on board most of our vessels. There's only one that doesn't have single cabins, but you've got the opportunity to have your own cabin there at a discounted rate, or you could hire one of the double share rooms all to yourself, whichever you prefer. On board, you've got beautiful dining experiences where you're sitting 8 to 10 passengers to a table, and that's mixed every night. So you'll get to meet new people each night you're travelling with us, which is great. With the shore excursions, because these vessels are smaller and more intimate, you get to know the people and the crew that you're working and cruising with here. So you do have that little bit more of an intimate experience on board. When you're going on your shore excursions, we've got a hop on, hop off bus in each city that will take you to multiple different options to actually explore and experience, and then at the evening you'll come back on board and be greeted by our beautiful crew on board. So nice experience in the evening, you've got a cocktail hour before dinner, and then you go in for your dinner, and then they've got entertainment after that as well, so lovely.
Right, so we talk about the food. What sort of food is presented?
So throughout, they do try a different culinary experience. They always will have your local cuisine on board. So in the deep south, you've got your real Creole experience. So you've got your gumbo, you'll have your Cajun spiced chicken. Yeah, lots of beautiful, homey, earthy meals that you would experience back in the day. Really cultural there. But then you've also got your standard American dishes where you might just have a steak and salad, or you might have a burger. Each night you will find find something different on the menu to try. But then you've also got your standard meals, which is nice, creature comfort home cooked meals as well.
Sounds pretty yummy to me.
Delicious.
Sitting on a table with a mixed group of people is, and you're a single, is really is a great way to be sitting at a dinner. I remember when I was travelling overseas and sitting with other people, it was, you're meeting people from all over the world. And in my case, I was all over the US, and it was terribly interesting to speak to them. Anyhow, that's something different, and that's something...
Certainly.
What sort of nightlife is there?
So on board each night, they will generally do have a different theme to their music. It's not so much you dress up in a theme, etc. It's very low-key, dress how you will at evening. They'll do a little performance for you in the theatre room where they'll do, say, for example, they might do jazz night where they'll just play their favourite jazz music. Or they might do, I'm trying to think of one of the other beautiful events that I experienced on board. Oh, they did songs from movies. So they picked up all different songs that they had from movies and they performed those for us throughout the evening. Really stunning, really beautiful, intimate experience because they're not massive stage shows, but they are of that quality. It's just, yeah, it's a great intimate vibe. And then afterwards, you're always encouraged to get up and dance with them and mingle and that sort of thing as well, which is also good for the singles to be able to meet new people on the dance floor as well and have a really good night.
Yeah, well, that sounds good. Great. I was just thinking about the nightlife and the singing and all the rest of it. When it comes to touring during the day, what sort of tours do people, do you have a different tour every day what happens?
Yes, so each day you're in a different port, which is really great. The first, for example, if you're going from New Orleans, one of the very first stops you'll make is to Nottoway Plantation, which is exclusive rights to American Queen Voyages. And this is one of those beautiful American plantation homes that you expect to see from a dream, really. They talk all about the black slavery and the history of the plantation and how it all came about back in the day and how it evolved into what it is today, which is really amazing to hear the history of how things used to be and see all the ins and outs of these beautiful plantation homes that have been completely emptied and left for you to explore on your own, which is amazing. So that was really beautiful. From there, you do head up through a lot of history, like the cotton plantations, so how they actually made cotton. You'll be able to see how they work the cotton in the machines and how that all evolved, what their main income was, and how that all basically evolved for them along the plantation route. You'll also see very small country towns with a lot of the black rights history coming through each of the towns and how that all evolved. Then you've also got Mark Twain and his history along the river as well. So you'll hear all about Huckleberry Finn and the stories and where he wrote them and how that all evolved as well. So really beautiful, beautiful stories along the river. The actual scenery is very different as you progress through the river as well. So you're going vast, vast, expansive waters with beautiful low scenery and then going up into beautiful mountainous ranges on the upper Mississippi.
Right, okay. Now, the river itself, or the rivers, because you have a number of rivers, tell us about,
true.
Do they have rough waters? Do you have rough sailings, or that doesn't occur on rivers at all?
It's very smooth waters. I didn't even notice I was on the water the majority of the time. It's very smooth. The paddle wheel, I felt it was very therapeutic. When you're outside, you can hear it splashing the water really beautifully and therapeutic. In your room, you can't hear it at all. Might be a slow hum if you're towards the back of the vessel where the paddle wheel is, but otherwise it's just really nice and quiet, the serene surroundings of the very low mountain range along the Mississippi. You don't really see too many. Sorry.
No. I was just going to say, these days, Wi-Fi is extremely important. Is there any charge for using Wi-Fi on the riverboats?
No Wi-Fi charge at all. All included in your charge.
The other thing I've just come across is that smartphones are becoming much more important when one travels, especially you've got to show your COVID certificates and all sorts of other things. Are they easy enough to use in the US if you're traveling from Australia? What do you think?
I think it is. It's getting more and more so, and I think because we are needing to rely on them so much more, our providers are making that a little bit more easy and streamlined. So if you already have a smartphone and you're used to using it, you can either turn on your roaming with your provider, or if you're going overseas for a while, you can get a US SIM card and put that in your phone. There's multiple ways of going about it. But yeah, definitely, certainly easy. And I find that, I mean, even if you're not wanting to turn your roaming on board, because the Wi-Fi is so good, you can just turn your Wi-Fi on, turn your airplane mode on, and you can actually just use your Wi-Fi in that respect. So I found that really works well.
Yeah, but things like WhatsApp and Zoom and all these other apps that are now available, you almost don't need to use it. You don't even need to use a mobile provider like Telstra or any of the other providers. You can almost get away with it not costing you anything, just using the Wi-Fi.
Correct. Yeah, as you've got a good Wi-Fi provider over, that's it.
That's very important. Now, there is one more thing that I would like to ask you, and that is, if you're going on a cruise, have we discussed the food yet? Did we discuss the food? I know what we want to discuss.
I think we should discuss
the cabins, and the cabins as well.
The food and the cabins. Food in the cabins, yeah. So food, they've got food grazing all throughout the day. You've got multiple dining on board all of our vessels, so there's always something to eat. And you also have, which I have forgotten to mention to you, Alan, which it very much warms my heart every time I think about it. So sometimes you might not be up before your shore excursion to go in and have your breakfast, sit-down meal, etc., if you're wanting to, because they don't have the full buffet. It is literally an a la carte dining experience. So you do go in, you order your meal, etc., and then you eat, and then you go on your shore excursions throughout the day, which you've got set through previously. If you don't get up early and you miss your a la carte dining experience, they've actually got at the front of the vessel what it's kind of like a grazing area. So they'll always have fruit in there. They'll have home-baked cookies, nicely warmed, popcorn machine. They'll have an ice cream machine, your tea, coffee, and et cetera in there. And so if you are just wanting to jump in there, grab a piece of fruit and a bicky and then your coffee, you can just run out the door and go. So that's always good to me. I like that because sometimes, you know, especially with jet lag and things like that, you may not want to wake up early in the morning, so you can just grab something and go, which is great. But onboard dining, yes, you've got that whole Creole experience, that very southern charm, as well as your mixed American foods into that as well, and multicultural foods that you can experience on board. So that's beautiful, yes.
So you would recommend American Queen Voyages for singles?
I would, because you always, I mean, I find everyone's very friendly on board. From my experience, I actually went on my own for work, and as soon as I walked on board, everyone was like, oh, you sound Australian, where are you from, blah, blah, blah. They always come up and talk to you. They're all very friendly. You sit down at the table and you've made 10 best friends that night, and then the next night you might sit on a different table and make another 10 best friends. So I feel it's a great experience. You always feel very safe and very warm and invited, definitely.
I've got it. Okay, thank you very much. That brings us to the end of this podcast, and if you have any questions on river cruising, in particular American Queen Voyages, send the questions in to me at alan.suss@travelmanagers.com.au. If you need an experienced travel agent to help you with your next river cruise, call or email me. Today I want to thank Laura Stone from Cruise Traveller for joining me in a podcast today. This is Alan Suss from Travel Managers Australia, river cruise expert. Until the next podcast. Thank you, Laura.
Thank you very much, Alan. Bye.
Bye.
I hope that you have enjoyed listening to my special guest today. Travelling and need an experienced travel agent to help you book your trip? Call me directly on 0433-203-713. And, as always, be on the lookout for our next Luxury Travel Podcast episode. This is Alan Suss of Travel Managers Australia, wishing you a wonderful day.